Always great to have your company. We'll head back to your calls very shortly. A heap of texts have come through, so I'll read out a few of your texts as well. But Frank Panisi, Melbourne Storm General Manager of Football, has been good enough to pick up the phone and give us a couple of minutes of his busy time. So let's go straight to Frank and have a chat about the NRL Grand Final. Welcome to you, Frank. Great to have you on.
Great to be on, Dwayne.
And congratulations on what you've been able to put together, what you've been part of this season. There's been plenty of obstacles, hurdle after hurdle for you. You went up there thinking you might be up there for a week. You've been up there for months. You've got the job done. It's been a magnificent effort. I know there's still one to go, but congratulations on ticking every box bar one so far.
No, thanks, Dwayne. It's very kind of you. And it certainly was a satisfying win. I mean, any time you win a prelim to get in a grand final, it's a very special feeling, but this one in particular had that extra feeling of satisfaction. And after, as you've mentioned, everything we've gone through this year, so now to be in a position where there's two teams left and we win one more game, we're premiers for the season, is an opportunity we certainly don't want to let go. And even though we're satisfied with our performances this year and our efforts, we'd be disappointed if we don't take this opportunity now.
It seems like you're there every year. I know that you're probably the one that is most hated, perhaps, around the NRL world. And I presume that the Panthers, given they haven't won one since 2003, will be the favourite for those who like to hate the Storm, even though the bookies have you favourite.
Yeah, that's quite interesting, that one, Dwayne. We are favourites, given the Penrith Panthers have won an incredible 17 games on the trot. They're going for 18 games to win a premiership, which is unbelievable. So you would think any team going into a grand final on the back of 17 wins should be premiership favourites, but I suppose it'd be a combination, I think, of how we played last week in our prelim and probably we have, but once kickoff starts, I think everyone's, you know, back to normal, and we think it's an even contest. I don't think either team would probably should be favourites, so I think it's very even based on all those areas I went through. And you know, we're going to need a good performance on Sunday night to beat the Panthers, because they are a very, very good football team.
And they beat you back in round six when their run started. So how much different are you guys, and how much different are they from that meeting? And round six, months, it seems like 3 years ago, the way that this year's transpired. But how much has changed?
Yeah, it's a good question, Dwayne. It's quite a unique game, that one, because that was our last game before we got relocated. We were relocated, I think, 5 days after that game against the Panthers. And for the Panthers, that was their first game of this remarkable 17-game winning streak. So, you know, both clubs have got to look back at that with, you know, with different points of view. We've certainly improved since that last game, but I think they have as well, in fairness. They were a good team that night, but, you know, when you win, that was the first of 17 games. Obviously, by game 17, you're a lot better team than you were in game one. So, yeah, we just hope they're predicting rain, unfortunately, but we hope it's as dry as it possibly can, because both teams love to attack, and it'll be a great grand final.
And you mentioned your experience. You have got that. Just another grand final week for some of your players, but it is a bit of a grand final week with a difference. Talk us through your week and how it is different for what a regulation grand final week would normally be for you.
Yeah, it's a fair bit different, Dwayne. I think usually when we're based in Melbourne, we're required to be up in Sydney on the Wednesday, starting with the Dally M's, and then the Thursday is a big day involving a lot of promotions and press conferences and so on. And then we move from one hotel to Homebush on the Saturday and get ready for the game. This year, everything's been based up here at Twin Waters, and everything's been done electronically via Zoom and everything else you do. And we won't be going to Sydney until late Saturday. That'll be different in itself, So there's probably a lot different. Obviously, the people that you can invite in the dressing room after the game, that all changes. So tickets are a lot harder to get this year, given the reduced capacity. So the things are different, but between now and game time, we're going to try to make it as normal a week as it possibly can be.
Now, I know you still have to win and you're taking it one game at a time, but what will the after game look like? Because you can't come home and get together and celebrate as a group, so you're going to have to stick around there for a little while.
Yeah, look, we've made the decision, but we made the decision a long time ago that regardless of our last game, that we'll come back to Twin Waters, which has been our base since late June, and to either celebrate or commiserate, whatever, which way you look at it, Dwayne. But more importantly, too, we've got some processes we go through at the end of the year. The players will be involved in their one-on-one reviews. They'll do medicals. We'll have our Player of the Year presentation up here. And then on next Wednesday, I'm going to Sydney and in a large group going back to Melbourne. So we'll all split up. So as of next Wednesday, it will be the last time officially this group's together. So we want to make those 3 days as special as they possibly can, Dwayne.
And I don't expect you to tell me or anybody, it's an internal thing, the Cam Smith decision, whether he does or doesn't, even though there were some that thought the way that the guys got together with him after the win on the weekend was an indicator that it will be his last game this weekend. But how will it transpire? Do you think he will tell the club or his teammates pre-game? Because I presume if it is his last game, there needs to be an appropriate on-field send-off, or is that not his thing?
No, that's not his thing, Dwayne. I think he doesn't want to make it about him. And I think if he does make a decision, either way, you know, he's got to make a decision. It'll be after the game and might not necessarily be straight after the game either. It might be in those 3 days that we mentioned. Last Friday night was one of the most unique events I've been involved in. It was, we purposely went over to thank the large group of Melbourne Storm supporters to have a photo in front of them. They were so vocal during the game, so we wanted to reward them. And when we were on the field, it was actually Craig Bellamy's idea. He came up to me and he said, you know, this could be Smitty's last game on Suncorp Stadium. And Suncorp Stadium's got a very special place. So Cameron, being, you know, Queensland captain for so many games, coached Australia on that ground, and he's born and bred not far from the ground. So it's an important part, you know, outside of Amy Park, very important in his life. So he just thought, well, you know, he needs to be chaired. This could be the last time he's on this ground. And so I organised the two vice captains. I said, well, if you get the captain, okay, we'll do it. And put it this way, the captain had a laugh about it, but he certainly didn't oppose it. And the rest is history, and it was a very, very special moment. I must say it was very special to be on the ground and be part of, and all the young players around. So if it was to be his last game on Suncorp, it was one hell of a finish.
So is there a chance as soon as the final siren sounds and you've got the trophy, you might let everyone know then? Whilst he's out there?
Knowing Fethi, I mean, he might surprise us, who knows, but I think, you know, whether we do the repeat of what we did last week and he has no choice, I'm not too sure. Anyway, we'll worry about that after the game, but yeah. I think one thing for sure, for people waiting for a decision before kickoff will be disappointed. He would definitely won't make a decision for the simple reason he just doesn't want to make it about himself, and he just, you know, he is desperate to win this game on Sunday, like the rest of us are, so that's all his major focus is at the moment.
And you're all fit?
We are, yeah, right. But he was cleared of any fracture and facial fractures, which is good. And Cameron Munster got through with his knee, and Dale Finucane got through with his calf. So now all 17 that played on Friday night are all available. And Tui Kamakamika, our Fijian front row, has had a bit of a wretched last couple of months with injury. He should be available as well to put pressure on the coaches to select. So Touchwood, we've got a very good selection group to choose from.
Frank, great to have you chat to you again. Congratulations again. What an iconic club you are. And keep on keeping on. Can't wait to talk to you Monday after you bring it home.
Thank you, Dwayne. And really thank you yourself and SEN and all your listeners for the support. You know, we know our place in Melbourne in terms of, you know, the AFL is such a, you know, a massive sport, but the support that our club gets is phenomenal. And one of the great things that I hear so often is that people aren't necessarily NRL supporters, but they really like the Storm. And I think that's on the back of, you know, SEN and yourself just giving us some airtime during the season, which we greatly appreciate.
I think it's off the back of you being a great contributor as well to the media landscape, Frank. And we appreciate, I think the fans really appreciate what you do. So thanks for joining us, and we'll talk Monday.
Look forward to it, Dwayne.